let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Home Show Garden Pros. I missed you guys last weekend. Couldn't be here, but we had a very successful Arbor Day at Memorial Park. Got almost 900 trees in the ground. So I believe the final count was actually 885. Mm-hmm. Trees for Houston provided all those trees. Incredible nonprofit. Memorial Park Conservancy and I, you know, me, part of that, rounded up a ton of volunteers, almost 300 volunteers, maybe even over 300 volunteers, showed up, did work, got it, made it happen, incredible stuff.
That means each volunteer planted exactly almost three trees.
That is three trees. My question for everybody, by the way, the amazing Anita Nelson from Nelson Water Nursery and Water Gardens is here.
Yep.
Yeah, so I always ask people, how'd you guys, like it? How'd it go? How many trees did you plant? And people are like, oh, you know, I got two in. Oh, I got six in. You know, it's like really cool stuff. One little boy was like, I planted a tree. It's like so cute.
Oh,
yeah. Very, very cute. Mm-hmm. Adorable when children plant trees. Mm-hmm. You just combine kids with nature and you got something pretty special. Okay. So speaking of nature, this show is about getting you back to nature, getting you gardening, making Houston a city that's better at gardening. So that's what we do. We are Home Show Garden Pros. And we do that, you know, really by giving you information. So number one way to get information is calling the show, asking a question, 713-572-4610. And the reason that we can trust that we've got wonderful, always wonderful information to give is because this show is a co-op. And we have all of these incredible retail garden centers, kind of mom-and-pop shops that know what they're doing, are filled with knowledgeable staff, kind of on here, and we always have one of the most knowledgeable people here, either an owner or an amazing employee here. We got an owner today, Anita Nelson from Nelson
Water Gardens.
Nursery and Water Gardens.
Nursery and Water Gardens.
I know,
yes.
Anita, you got to. But yeah, so I'm just going to give you the list of our amazing kind of co-op members. So we got Enchanted Forest and Garden, and Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens will be here this at the 8 o'clock hour, so that's kind of cool. Then we got Plants for All Seasons up 249 past Louetta, Warrants and the Gardens in Kingwood, and these are all just beautiful places. The Arbor Gate up in Tomball, Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, and last but obvious not least, Nelson Nursery and Water Garden.
Out in Katy.
On the west side. Real Katy, though, not like us, you know.
Yeah, we are actually embedded right in the middle of Katy, practically.
You know, back in my day, I went to Stratford High School, Spartans, number one.
Yes.
State champs, 1978. Woo! I was two then, but you know, whatever. But Katy was like, you know, the next thing out from Derry Ashford.
It was. There was nothing from Derry Ashford out to Katy.
Yeah, it was like, oh, finally we're to Fry Road. You know, we start seeing our friends. But then it was like, now it's just, you know.
All the way.
The sound effect is, whoosh, you know, like filled up. It is full. Yes. Of people and places, so many. It's like, how many subways can you get, you know? You know what I mean? It's like, I guess the answer is all of them. Okay, well, this is not Home Show Subway Pros. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We're on Sports Radio 610. Again, we want you to call in. We want to hear your questions, 713-572-4610. And as we get the show kicking, you know, we like to talk about the places we love and the products we love to use. And a place we love, already mentioned it a little bit, but is Warren's Southern Gardens in Kingwood. And Warren's is a beautiful place. One of the things that I really appreciate about Warren's is Dean and Bernice, the owners of Warren's. They aren't just retail garden center owners. They actually also own a landscape company and a soil yard. So they make their own compost. So that's really cool because, you know, how to plant a tree and the importance of soil are actually like really important factors when it comes to just selling plants, you know, because there's a certain shape that every plant's supposed to have. Every plant's got to be healthy eventually while it's in the shop and when it goes out. And Warren's really has the knowledge to kind of help you with that. And, you know, cool thing is it's not just a knowledgeable spot. They don't just have a bunch of very knowledgeable employees and owners. It's also a beautiful place. So if you're ever up on North Park Drive in Kingwood, you've driven by Warren several times, and I know you've seen it because their sign's great. It really is this oasis on North Park Drive. Beautiful spot. So whether you're experienced or a newbie, Warren Southern Gardens gets you growing. again, incredible advice. They got all this knowledge, but they're going to give you advice without attitude, which is really, really cool. It's a really cool place to get inspired too. So you can walk around, see their pathways, see all the different plants they've got. They're always doing a different class or a kind of a fest or something like that. They have this little sort of shed cottage that is their planting center that you can go there and they'll teach you how to do, you know, a design planter, which is really cool. And I saw a lot of like they did pumpkins where you carve out the pumpkin, you fill the pumpkin out, but you, instead of making a jack-o'-lantern, you actually make it a planter, just creative stuff like that. So get away to Warren Southern Gardens, wander around. It's a great place to go with the family. It's a beautiful spot, and you'll definitely find a team ready to help you succeed. Lastly, they have this You Kill It, Warren's Replaces It Guarantee. You can ask more about that when you head up there. 1675 North Park Drive in Kingwood. That's warrensoutherngardens.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
This is a hammer. Handy with a nail, but not so much with windows, electronics, or plumbing. Repiping is like that. It's handy, but it's just one tool. Then there's TDT E-Pipe In-Place Pipe Restoration. TDT restores the pipes you have, making them better than new without the mess and inconvenience of repiping. So why do other companies push repiping? Maybe it's their one tool. And when you're a hammer, everything's a nail. TDT E-Pipe Restoration. Faster, cleaner, better. Guaranteed. TDTEPipe.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
You know, I'm glad the nice man says the number sometimes. Yes. You know what I mean? He just got that grip. 713-572. It's just such a nice voice. So 713-572-4610. Got Anita here with me. I'm Danny. Other ways to connect. This is a live show, you know, so it's not like we are recording tape calls. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what's on your mind. But there's other ways to connect. If you're listening to this as a podcast, you know, maybe you're like, oh, I have a question, and you can't quite get to the phone because we're not live at that moment. You can go to our Facebook page, Home Show Garden Pros, incredible Facebook page. Always putting content out there, answering questions as best we can. You can actually message me on that, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And our website is another way to do it. So homeshowgardenpros.com. You get on there, and there's going to be so many great videos that you may just get your question answered right then, right? That's the cool thing. But there's also an Ask Danny button that you can hit that button. You can send me a question, and I'll email you back. So, yeah, but again, 713-572-4610. We want to hear from you, want to hear what's on your mind. I do want to say that at 7:20, so here in about 11 minutes, we do have a special opportunity to talk to Dr. Selhub. Dr. Selhub is a MD. She's a medical doctor, but she really is aware of kind of true health. So mind and body and connection to nature and all that stuff. She's actually coming to speak. Oba is bringing her in, and she's coming to speak on the power of nature, the power of wilderness to help us be healthier. So Anita mentioned, you know, the Japanese kind of tradition.
Yeah, the forest bath. They call it a forest bath.
Yeah, and it's being in nature and having that affect you. And that's what she's going to be talking about. Incredible speaker. We're really looking forward to her coming in. She's coming in on January 29th and speaking at the United Way. But go to obaonline.org for those tickets. So, you know, we're going to do what we love doing best here, and that's answering your gardening questions. 713-572-4610. Stacy, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, I had a question about my knockout roses. Is there a time to prune them or get them trimmed up and ready to go? How does that work?
Well, here in the Houston area, we have a traditional date for pruning roses, and that is February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, the day after love. So it's a good, easy date to remember that you can always prune your roses on that date. But I think knockouts you can prune about any time, can't you?
Yeah, you know, you always want to do it when it's putting on a flush, or it's ready to put a flush on, because yes, pruning it will kick in a gear of growth. So, Stacey, have you pruned them before?
No, they're new. We planted them last year.
Okay, I might encourage you, and Anita can chime in, but really to kind of do a little bit of light pruning, so maybe take like 10% off any branches that are really crisscrossy and going all the way, traveling across the bush. But with knockouts, you can even like shape them like a shrub, you know what I mean, like you would with a boxwood or something like that.
Well, I have a question for you, Stacey. How have they bloomed for you this year?
They're not looking... Not looking great. Last year they looked great. Everything was going good. And then, I covered them up when it got a little cold, but they're just not looking too healthy.
Well, I mean, soil's been rough. Soil recovery's been really slow. You don't need to cover them up. They're totally cold hardy.
Okay.
But I will say this is that Nature's Way Resources has a soil mix called Blueberry Mix. And it has, it's a little bit acidified and has a special group of fungi in it that roses also love. They also have a rose soil up there that kind of has another kind of microbial selection. So really doing a little bit of compost top dressing kind of as mulch this year might do a lot to really perk those up. And then I have seen a lot of success with roses using seaweed and molasses mix. So half and half, and kind of drenching the roots and spraying the leaves. So, but yeah, when it comes to pruning, you want to do it. The 15th is a Saturday. So maybe you're doing it on the 16th, you know, when you have a little more time. But that, you know, giving it a kind of a light haircut and getting out crossing branches on that day.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, Stacey. 713-572-4610. Springtime is just so packed, you know.
Yeah, there's no life for nursery people in the springtime.
No, and we're not even in springtime yet. It's still winter.
Yes.
In fact, you recently went to the winter meetings for
I did. TNLA. I went to the winter workshop for TNLA, which is a group of professionals in the nursery and landscape industry.
What does it stand for, TNLA?
Texas Nursery and Landscape Professionals.
Okay, cool.
And it's great because we hone our skills. And yesterday I got to hear one of our garden co-op members, Sherry Harris, speak on soils, and
nice.
She was awesome.
That's so
I'll
great.
Tell you. She spoke on weeds as well. I learned so much from her.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's Sherry didn't like tooting her own horn, so we'll toot her horn a little bit.
Yes. She calls herself a geek and not a professional, but, you know, she's right there on that line of being a professional when it comes to soil studies.
Well, I mean, and you told me how she's really pushing the envelope as far as, like, using chemicals, using organics, think about all this stuff really well.
Well, she said when she first started out, she was the chemical lady. She knew all about the chemicals, and their store sold about 90% chemicals, and now it's 88% organic.
So they've almost flipped it completely.
Yes, and she doesn't slam the chemical thing. There is a point and a purpose for them.
But absolutely. Every single chemical plays a role you could put out there, and it has its advantages and its risks.
Right.
It's just, in my opinion, a lot of them, and there are some that, you know, don't have this problem, but a lot of them have more risk than reward.
Yeah, well, she said, you know, really special applications, like when the weeds really have gotten to be way too much.
Right.
You can get ahead of them by using an application of a weed killer and then jump into your organic techniques. Uh-huh. And then she said pre-emergence are probably a good idea at this time of year. Get ahead of keeping the weed seeds from germinating
especially
in your garden.
In lawns where you're shorter.
But you can use organic, like cornmeal will keep a lot of weed seeds from germinating, so that'll break down into the soil as well.
Yeah, and I've always found that planting beds or veggie beds, obviously veg bed you want to stay away from pre-emergence because it stops seeds from growing.
Yes.
But in landscape beds, mulch is a great thing to do. It's lawns really where we can't mulch it, we can't cover it. I mean, we can't do almost anything.
But you can compost it.
But you can compost top dress it, which will improve kind of the health of everything and let everything compete, and the most competitive things will win. So until you get to that point, though, crabgrass, you know, a lot of things, you know, Kalinga, these can be really, like, difficult things to deal with. So, but that's awesome that Sherry did great. That's cool that she's really leading the charge. And I love TNLA. If your landscaper isn't part of TNLA, you should encourage them because they do a great job of educating. It's really great for the landscapers to network, to meet people, but also to gain knowledge and make landscaping in this kind of state much, much better.
So. Right. And one problem with landscaping is you get locked into a certain group of plants and you do them in every single landscape. And you go to TNLA and all of a sudden the whole new world of plants opens up to you and we get some more diversity in our Houston
gardens.
That's
right. You're like Jasmine on the flying carpet with Aladdin.
Yes.
You know, it's awesome. So 713-572-4610. We're going to quickly go to Ralph. Ralph, thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Good morning. Yes, my friend, she's got an orange tree. It's 30 foot tall. And they got the best Florida oranges on them. Mm. And I got about 30 off of it, but they won't just come off. You can't, and I had my big pole grooming and all that. No, I can't get them down. Will they eventually fall down, or if it's cold, it's not going to do them good?
No, they will eventually fall down when they're fully ripe. So that means like ultimately very juicy, you know, kind of even spongy, but not going to be dried out. You know, no citrus dries out because it's ripe. Dries out for other reasons, but they'll fall eventually. And really, when at that point, you got to like kind of eat them that day. So if you just wait on them, they'll come down.
Okay, thank you. We got me. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Ralph. Yeah, Ralph. Always love hearing from him.
I love hearing from him too.
Well, we're going to take a little quick moment for some advertisers. When we get back, we'll have an interview with Dr. Selhub, which is very exciting. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. Southwestfertilizer.com.
Back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, this is Home Show Garden Pros. This is Danny Milliken, and we have the distinct pleasure to be joined with Dr. Eva Selhub.
I'm here.
Okay, so this is a really cool opportunity. A reason that we're talking right now is, A, you know, I'm a fan. I love the idea of nature's medicine, the natural body, the body's natural ability to heal, but also you're coming to Houston to give us a presentation.
I am. I'm really excited about it.
So you'll be here January 29th and 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the United Way, and people can find tickets on obaonline.org, so OHBAonline.org. So we'll do that business again here in a little bit, but I'm just excited you're coming. So will you talk to us a little bit just about kind of what your core concepts are, you know, things like nature deprivation and, you know, the body's natural ability to heal. Just like educate us a little bit.
Well, so it for me, it began with just, a regular, you know, doctor, board certified internal medicine, working in primary care, and just seeing so many people getting sick and disease after disease after disease that doesn't need to be there. And a lot of it was because, you know, they weren't taking care of themselves, weren't eating healthy. And, you know, that question was like, what is eating healthy? And we didn't even know what that was 20 years ago.
Right.
Like we might know now, we have so much more information. You know, doctors don't eat healthy. They don't exercise. You know, they're prescribing. And I just felt like, you know, there's something wrong with the system in that, you know, people are just getting sicker and we're just keeping people around with medications that are toxic to the body. And what's going on here?
And we're talking about health diseases. So like, you know, heart stuff, diabetes, you know, diet-based things.
Obesity, depression, inflammation, you name it. And so in the beginning of my medical life in 1997. I started working in the Mind Body Medical Institute and became the medical director subsequently, learning about the mind body connection and stress physiology and neuroplasticity and all these, you know, complicated words.
You know,
really
big
is
words.
About, you know, really, it was really about what our ancestors knew like 1,000 years ago, which is that where mind and body is connected to one another, but we're also connected to the larger environment that we live in. And there's a new field of epigenetics that says that our environment is affecting how our genes decide to show up, right? Mm. So you could have a tendency for depression, but that's only going to show up if the gene gets turned on. And we're finding that our lifestyle is actually turning those genes on. That means the processed and chemical foods that we're putting in our body and the chemical environments that we live in and the lack of being exposed to nature. So that's
right.
The nature deprivation syndrome. And we're finding that with the smartphones and technology that's become so much worse, and people are spending more time on their computers and their smartphones than they are in nature. And that's actually causing a lot of health problems. And the reverse is true, that when you spend more time in nature, you live longer. They say the closer you live to green space, the longer you live, the less problems you have, the less depression, anxiety, and heart disease you have, the less chances you're going to die from heart disease or a stroke or cancer. So that research is there. And it's actually a little bit scary, funny that we actually have to do research to prove to people that they have to spend more time in nature.
Yeah, that is one of those.
Something simple as, you know, gardening or taking your shoes off and actually feeling the earth, because we've forgotten that we actually like lived in the earth.
No, absolutely.
We've lost track of that. That actually is making us sick.
This is a pretty, you know, excellent download, you know, and it's a great reminder. I think all of us kind of at our core know that these are things that are good for us, you know, like eating non-processed foods are good for us. Spending time in nature is good for us. And, I'm excited because you do a great job of educating us why it's good for us, which is so important and so rare. Now, the Mycobacterium vaccae has gotten a lot of news lately. And my feeling is that's probably just one element of nature that we're lacking. So, you know, it's this bacterium that can help our serotonin levels rise. But that's just one of billions of bacteria that we have kind of either evolved or been created to kind of combine with to have a better life.
Well, I mean, what we have forgotten, because we live these isolated lives in our homes, on our computers, driving our fancy cars and driving through fast food pickup places, that we forget that, you know, we came from nature, and nature
right.
survives because of its multitude and beautiful, brilliant billions of bacteria and yeast products or fungi that actually live in nature that help things grow. It's part of the, like, there's a microbiome that is part of the earth that
right.
allows plants to grow and the earth to be fertile. Well, we actually have the same microbiome in our body.
Mm-hmm.
We have the same bacteria and yeast or what have you, or fungi that actually live in our gut that allows us to digest food and to prevent inflammation and keep our brain working. And without that, we start to falter. We get more diseases. We have more depression. We have more inflammation. We're not capable of digesting food, even if we're eating the good food, because we don't have that friendly bacteria living in our gut. And so it's just a showing that that microbiome that lives in the earth is the same microbiome that lives in us, and that when we don't live healthy lives, we destroy that microbiome in ourselves. And the way we're treating the earth is destroying the microbiome in the earth. And so now our food is lacking in the nutrients that we need, and our body is lacking in the nutrients that we need. So it goes, everything is coexistent. And if we start thinking about that, you know, we're a living, breathing system that we need to nurture and fuel, and that this living, breathing system that is our body, you know, depends on the earth
right.
for its fuel, then we need to fuel the earth. And then we start understanding that this is really not just only about our health, it's about a planetary health. And like like these bacteria are part of it.
Right, part of the whole thing.
Planetary health.
See, I got into gardening and teaching people how to garden and really diving deep into soil first gardening, because I believe that connection is related to health. And, you know, if I'm getting things that are divided from connection, so if they're served in a bag, well, there should be a question there, right? You know, forests can't go into a bag. So to me, there's just a lot of connection that can happen. And again, this has been a great kind of preview, and it's exciting. Even, you know, these just, 6-7 minutes to talk with you have got me energized about getting to my garden and really getting in the soil and growing that food that's going to go into me and my kid's body. And so
absolutely.
I'm super excited about you coming. So you're going to be here January 29th and registration. You can do registration at obaonline.org. And, you know, Dr. Selhub will have a major picture on there and just click on that and you'll find tickets. But it's 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. The talk's the last part of it. And Houston's excited to have you come in.
I'm excited to get to Houston, especially because I get to get out of Boston.
Yeah. It was, you know, we had some freezing temperatures this week. So, you know, it's going to be warm today, but still,
yeah.
it's good stuff. Well, I really appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you. And, you know, I just want people to consider kind of how they can use their intellect to really get more into the mind, body, and our body's natural and our brain's natural ability to heal, that it exists.
Exactly.
Same thing as a cut closing, but these are just, you know, a disease can close, but it needs setting and connection. So,
and remember that the body has an incredibly amazing ability to heal itself if when given the right environment, the right chance.
And you're going to teach us.
As does the earth.
Yeah. So. And you're going to teach us about those opportunities and what we can
do
to provide them. Well, thanks so much for chatting with me so much. It's been an honor talking to you, and I look forward to seeing you on the 29th.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Talk to you later, Doc.
Bye.
Bye. That was Dr. Ava Selhub. She's a medical doctor, knows what we're talking about. Her topic is Nature is Medicine. And she's actually got a book called Your Brain on Nature. So we're really excited about her coming in. And that's Tuesday, the 29th. She's going to do a rocking job. And the cool thing is, you know, getting more nature around you is not that big of a change. It's just paying a little bit more attention to your gardens and your landscape. Great way to do that and to kind of encourage that biome that she's talking about with bacteria and the protozoa is by really taking care of your soil. And there's an awesome company that can help you do that. They use incredible compost. They use great fertilizers. They use exceptional practices. And that's year-round organic lawn solutions. And really, if you think about it, lawn solutions is an awesome fit for Houston because we have year-round lawns. Right. We're always dealing with something lawn. We have fall problems from the wet. We have dry problems from the heat. Summertime has its own set of things, as does sometimes a flush of growth in the spring. If your lawn's unprepared, can lead to some severe problems in summer and fall. So year-round organic lawn solutions can really help you out. I love them I love them for a lot of reasons. One, because Cliff, the owner, is an incredible dude. Two, because what they're doing really, really works to create longer lasting, beautiful green lawns that will extend. Like, you'll have a green lawn longer than your neighbors do because of the deeper roots, healthier plants, kind of more productive soils that year-round organic lawn solutions can help you. So they're going to come in and do a core aeration, which means they take little plugs out of the ground. So you're going to have little things that kind of look like a, you know, beanie weenies everywhere. So, but they're going to be soil. Don't eat them. And then they're going to do a fertilizer application. They use MicroLife. And then they're going to do a compost top dressing. They use Nature's Way Resources, the best kind of in the area. So really good stuff that they've got. And they're not going to leave you alone. It's not like they come, do this, and then forget about you. They're going to come back with monthly solutions, monthly ways to treat your problem area. So if you want a greener lawn that uses a lot less water and so is going to save you some money and is going to be safe for your kids and family, well, then it's kind of a no-brainer. You call year-round organic lawn solutions. And you call them with this number, 713-775-7224, or you can just go to the website and sign up for their service there, yearroundhouston.com.
The Arbor Gate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arbor Gate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at arborgate.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, both in Richmond, where beauty and tranquility are waiting. The Arbor Gate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're here, Anita and I, Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and
That's
Water
me.
Gardens,
right
here.
Right here.
We just heard from Dr. Ava Selhub. Great job, Doc. And now we get to get back into gardening. So kind of fascinating stuff, knowing this advancing science on what connecting with your soil, what actively gardening can do for you. You want to get some more convincing, come to that OBA event. It's going to be great. So to me, one of the easiest ways to slide into the DMs of gardening, to slide into gardening, are these gateway plants and fruit trees. Are just, they're one of the easiest ones, right? You get the right fruit tree, a fruit you love to eat, choose one that's going to work here, and there's a couple of factors involved with that, right? And, it's really easy to kind of get hooked on gardening.
I think if fruit trees have always kind of freaked me out.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I come from up north where it's
right.
Super easy to grow fruit because of the cold.
Sure.
And down here, that's the one thing that does. And so picking the right variety is what's key, I guess the nurseries are the ones who are going to carry the right variety for your yard.
Yeah.
The ones that will tolerate the warmer climate.
So we're going to talk about some of those characteristics mm-hmm. that make something the, air quotes, right variety.
Yes.
I definitely believe that is – it's not just like, oh, I heard peaches grow here. I'm going to grab a peach. That's not it. It's like you got to get the right variety of peach based on certain factors. And so one of those factors is – how does it handle the weather?
Yes.
What I mean? So with some plants, cold, it dying because of the cold is not an issue. But with other plants in Houston, we can have the whole thing from, northern blueberries and apples to, papayas and mangoes. We can do the whole gamut of fruit, basically. Not the whole one, but almost close to it. And so it's, some plants are fine. They're not going to die in winter. Some are. Some are going to love the summer heat. Others are going to stress out. Some need some cold. Others don't. So we're going to explore all of that. Anita mm-hmm. and I are going to explore a lot of these issues here in a bit. But we want to hear from you too. 713-572-4610 if you've had any successes or, failures, whatever worked for you. Maybe you think that you failed at growing, you planted a peach and never got peaches, and that, somehow you did something wrong. Well, maybe you didn't. So maybe there's some good news for you here. And we'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610 with any fruit tree. You've got to have a great environment. You've got to have healthy roots. You've got to be able to advance the space where it's growing. And a great tool for that is a product called MicroLife. So it's made by a local company, and they do an incredible job making a broad range of excellent fertilizers. And, it's really funny to even call them fertilizers. I guess, categorically they are fertilizers, but really these are soil builders. These are root growers. These are, soil food web foods, and they can really help out with so many things that we have. So many of the problems we hear of when it comes to soils, be it a lawn infestation of something or bad drainage in a yard that really is pretty, should drain, but just is having all these puddles. Soil health can affect all that stuff so much, and MicroLife really has tailored their product to really help out. So one thing when it comes to fruit trees, every fruit tree I plant, if I'm planting a fruit tree at a school or my house or a friend's house or a professionally, whatever, I'm going to take it and I'm going to do something called a foliar treatment and a root drench. So, I'm digging that hole, not too big, just right, making sure there's no underneath, putting compost around the top. But I'm using their super seaweed liquid fertilizer. This stuff is really wonderful. It is a strict kind of biological food. So you need biology on your plant's leaves to protect it from disease and around the roots to help those roots grow. So I'm doing a foliar spray.
You spray it with the seaweed too? You do both?
I spray it with the seaweed mm-hmm. and I do a root drench. So root drench is just where you get a bucket basically and you water the stuff down about, 5-to-1 water to mm-hmm. seaweed, and then you just dump the bucket and let it all seep in. Probably do that 2 times, one on each side, and then I'm just spraying the leaves top and bottom. And it's just such a great way to kick off that fruit tree's health. So if it's a citrus or an apple or, an avocado, I'm doing that to really help that kickstart. Another incredible kind of product for MicroLife I would just want to mention, now that we've got this wet soil and all this drainage problems, is humates. Humates really can help open your soil up and help it absorb more water. So it's really incredible stuff. So this is stuff you can trust to be safe for your family, your pets, and your soil. So check them out online. Incredible website, microlifefertilizer.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Okay, Home Show Garden Pros, Anita Nelson here, our resident expert, going to be talking fruit trees. I'm Danny Milliken. We're going to get it in. We want to hear from you. 713-572-4610. Okay, temperature and fruit trees. So, you got the topic of chill hours. So, you know what you want to describe chill hours?
I know it. Yeah, chill hours is every fruit tree, especially the apples, peaches, pears, like those type of fruits, need a certain number of hours for their the flowers after they bloom, for the seeds to start maturing in the plant before they can start making the fruit.
So hours of chilly weather.
Yeah, they call it chill hours, and it's always on the tag of the fruit.
Not quite. I have seen sometimes it not be on the tag.
Well, yeah, a good grower will, yes, have it on there, and a good nursery will only buy trees that will have a minimum number of chill hours for our area.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So, mm-hmm, like, you're out in Katy.
Yes.
You guys' average chill hour is, what, like 400, something like that?
Yes. And also, our winters are getting colder. So we're seeing more better fruit production in the last couple of years.
Well, so last year, mm-hmm, we had almost 700 chill hours.
Yeah, with the twin freezes.
And it was just a lot of cold nights, because, mm-hmm, it's a cumulative. It's, yes, the total thing. But then the year before that, we had one big freeze. But other than that,
yeah,
I think Houston proper had it like 180 chill hours.
Ooh.
So yeah. I have seen plants. There's one sunburst peach, and I saw for sale at a place that will go unnamed. And it didn't have chill hours on the label. So I was like, oh, sunburst. You know, that sounds, maybe that's a hot weather climate peach. And I look it up on Google, and it needs 1,200 chill hours.
Well, that's a good thing to say. Look it up on Google,
sure,
if you're not sure.
If it's
sure.
not on the tag, first be wary.
Yes. Yeah.
And so 1,200, though, that means it's really never going to fruit.
No, not
in
down
Houston.
Here.
Mm-hmm. We would need like an exceptionally cold, long, cold winter to get to 1,200. So really it was a total injustice by this plant sales company that – did this situation. So definitely buy from knowledgeable sellers is extremely important, and knowledgeable sellers are generally going to be able to buy, they're going to buy from knowledgeable growers.
You know, I don't think we defined how cold a chill hour is.
Yeah, so it's not exactly defined. So really the thing is, you know, 43 to 40 degrees,
yes,
somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And those numbers are generally going to be pretty conservative. So if it says 400, like, it's probably more like 320.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If it says, yeah, you know, 180, it's probably more like 100. So it's just like, you don't have to really stress about it, but you want to buy lower chill hour plants. And that does limit us with apples. Most specifically, apples, there aren't that many low chill hour apples. And so, you know, really want to be wary when you're buying apples. There are a couple of good varieties, especially depending on what you want to do with your apples. One of the kind of most famous one, there's two really kind of well-known in Houston ones. One's Dorset Golden, and it is a golden apple with a little bit of blush. And the other is Anna. And Anna is a little bit more of a crisp apple than Dorset Golden and a little more tart.
Yeah.
And it's going to have kind of a lot more blushing, maybe like, yeah, 50% red blush.
And we have Anna right now at our nursery. So you can come get it today if you want.
That's awesome. But if you do get Anna, mm-hmm, Anna's one of those where you need a partner. And so I can only really think of, you know, two other very low chill hour apples. One's Einsheimer. It's an Israeli apple. Israelite, you know, from the Old Testament.
Yes.
Wow. Nice, Danny. An Israeli apple, and it's a really cool apple. Super low chill hours, and it's a pretty tart apple. So if you like tart ones, if you're a huge Granny Smith fan, Einsheimer's pretty good. So it will self-pollinate with with Anna. But that does bring
you
up.
You did make me forget. Yeah, that brings up that when you have apples, you've got to have two of them. Cause
some of them, right?
Some of them, really?
Yeah, so Dorset Golden and Carnival is the last really low chill hour.
Yes.
Can be self-fruitful. So I actually think that Einsheimer is self-fruitful too, but Anna's not.
Can you have two Annas?
No, that does not. I won't help you. Mm-hmm. So it's a kind of the got to have a different apple plant. So what I've done in the past, and I love plums, is that I bought myself two different plums, low chill hour plums in the Gulf series, Gulf Blaze, Gulf Beauty. But I bought two of my neighbor's low chill hour plums too. You know, a Bare Root or really expensive, $15, $18, $30 gift. Like, you know, not that, but it means that I'm always going to have all these pollinators around, and they're going to be happy because they're going to get pollinators from mine. So
Yes. It's
kind of a good way to do it if you like don't want to get two apples, but you need to. You know, maybe get your neighbor a gift. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. So, and plums are pretty. They're a pretty plant.
They're gorgeous,
and they're a nice landscape tree because they don't get too tall.
That's right.
And if you have a small backyard, a plum tree is great because it blooms in the spring and then it has beautiful leaves and foliage and then it gives you some fruit.
That's
win-win.
Right. So that's one sort of segment of kind of weather sensitivity with fruit. And we're going to explore another one a little bit. This is Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610.
Seems like these days, temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But for what you are paying in yearly cost for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Have peace of mind that a Mueller Metal Building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerINC.com or visit your local Mueller location. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
Another truckload of doors rolling into the Door Clearance Center. What's inside? Barn doors with barn door tracks, mahogany, knotty alder, fiberglass, steel, and one-of-a-kind doors. Open your home with patio doors or a grand entrance wrought iron door. Shaker style and other interior doors. Lock sets and handles, too. A warehouse of options ready to take home and install. The Door Clearance Center. Save 30 to 70%. DoorClearanceCenter.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
That's right. Anita and I are here. Anita from Nelson's Water Gardens or Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
It's a jam and Katie. Great place. And we were talking fruiting plants. So we just explored chill hours and kind of pollinators, having two. Sometimes you need two. Two is always going to actually give you more fruit. If you have a self-pollinating tree, a pollinating partner will do that. But it is really important to note that not all plums flower at the same time. So, like, I have Gulf Series plums, and they all flower, like, late January. But some other great plums are, like, the Bruce plum or the Methley plum. And they're going to be – the Methley especially is going to be pollinating, flowering later than the Gulf Series ones I have. So, you know, even those two, they start flowering about 4 or 5 days apart. And they both have flowers for about 2 weeks. But so if 2 weeks passes and the other one doesn't, you know, does that make sense? So it's like you want to make sure you're getting similar chill hour number plants. That's a metric that can really help you with flowering window, because it doesn't help you at all to have an apple that flowers in early February and one that flowers in mid-March. That won't help you at all. You will not get pollination from that. Okay, last word. That was the last word of warning. Other weather concerns. So some fruit trees aren't cold hardy. Like tropical trees.
Like starfruit, which I have growing in my greenhouse.
Starfruit's a great example. Mangoes.
Mm-hmm.
Really, papaya's not.
No. But you can treat papaya like an annual.
Yeah, you really can.
Yeah.
But lychee, And these are some.
I have a lychee tree too.
Yeah, so these are, that's really cool.
It's in the greenhouse though.
But these are some really like, you know, true tropicals that cannot handle it. So strategies are, if you can't do a greenhouse, you know, put it on the south side of your house, near your house. So there's a type of mango that doesn't get really much bigger than 15 feet, makes the yellow, super sweet mangoes. And if you just plant it on the south side of your house where it's going to get winter sun, also makes it easier to cover by covering it with your house open because your house puts off a lot of heat. So, you know, you don't want to get a Central American mango that gets 60 feet tall and try to do that because then you'll, you know, start endangering your foundation. But some things that aren't really cold hardy are a lot of – aren't really cold sensitive, I mean. So like they won't freeze is a lot of the hardier citrus like satsumas and clementines. And surprisingly, avocados have a really high cold tolerance after their first year. So if you love avocado, you do need to remember on almost all of these fruit trees is that you want to buy from a reputable seller because you need them to be grafted. So those of you who have tried growing avocados from seed have felt the pain of it because it'll get you'll get 6 foot beautiful plant and it'll die, or you'll get it through a couple years and it won't make fruit because it needs consistent temperatures to make fruit. Well, we have some kind of Texas avocados that are grafted and discovered near Uvalde, Texas, and they will make fruit in Texas. You've got to make sure that they drain, that they have. As most not citrus fruit trees don't like wet feet. They really love draining.
There is one tree that's super easy to grow and will fruit for you, and that's the loquat tree.
A loquat.
Mine's full of blossoms right now.
Yeah, and a lot of times the accidental loquats don't make as big a fruit, but you can buy some cultivars that are, you know, made for eating that have, you know, maybe like, you know, 2-3 inch fruit that are really tasty. And this is kind of like – it's kind of like a orange meets a peach.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the further they get in the season, the more delicious they are. That's a great one to look for. And you really want to, you know, you want to look for one that's grown for, like, culinary purposes.
And they're evergreen, too.
They're definitely evergreen. Mm-hmm. They're extremely hardy. They love the sun, and they really freeze and touch them.
Yep.
They're great plants. That's a great recommendation. Okay, so that's cold. So citrus have kind of a cold hardy rating all the way from maybe, like, 33 degrees all the way down to 12 degrees. So, you know, if you're in Brenham and you want citrus trees, you've got to pay close attention to that, and maybe you consider putting them on the south side of your house as well.
But if you're in Brenham, you can grow a whole lot more different fruit, apple, peach, pear varieties.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. So fruit trees are definitely in the realm of possibility. You can do them. There's all kinds of sizes, right?
Yes. And most of them are small trees also.
That's right.
And planting a live oak in a suburban neighborhood is just not a good idea anymore.
Especially two and one between the sidewalk and the street.
Yeah.
That always blows my mind when I see that.
Yes.
Fruit
trees are a small tree and they're not going to overwhelm your yard, and you can still grow some things underneath them if you wanted to. And so they make a good landscape plant.
Absolutely. So like all our kind of co-op members – selling a good selection of fruit trees from reputable growers. Plants for All Seasons is doing that up to 249 and Louetta. They have an incredible selection of fruit trees. Other fruiting plants like squashes and tomatoes and peppers, they're going to have an abundant selection of also. So you need to get up there and get your green on. That's their saying. Come get your green on. Get your green on. There, I said it enough times, I think. But Plants for All Seasons is this incredible place. Whether you're a master gardener or just getting started gardener, they have what you need. And when I say what you need, I kind of mean two schools of thought, right? They have a great soil selection, a beautiful plant selection, nice tools, good amendments, all that stuff that you need. They have a great compost tea brewing setup that can really help you get very fast-acting fertilizer. But that's on one section, right? All the tools and supplies you need. The other section is that gardening know-how, right? That very expert-level help. And so that's what's really cool about them is they have both. They can help you out almost in any way, from growing and starting a shade tree on your own to how to do a potted plant, you know, how to do like a potted plant really well. And they do a lot of different stuff. They're always teaching classes. They have these cool things called Sip and Share with cherries that'll start again in the spring, and really doing awesome stuff. The place is family owned and operated since 1973. And again, like Anita mentioned earlier, they're really on the forefront of thinking about how to do it right, how to do it that's going to work and be safe for everybody. So 88% of what they're selling is kind of organic related and safe for the soil. And I love that. And also it's customer driven. So it's a place that you can get up there and you can build a connection and they'll listen to you. That's the great thing about going to a place like Plants for All Seasons or Nelson's, is that they're going to listen to what your wants and needs are. You're not going to get that kind of connection at some of these big shops. So get to Plants for All Seasons and get your green on. Again, that's up State Highway 249, just past Louetta. PlantsForAllSeasons.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
Do you own rental property or does it own you? Hi, I'm Bruce Lessie with Houston for Lease, giving you more lease with less stress. We find and screen quality tenants, manage your property, including midnight maintenance calls, all for one affordable fee. No add-ons, no surprise fees. That's more lease with less stress. Learn more at Houston4Lease.com. Call me on my cell, 832-654-5670. And get your first month's fee free. Houston4Lease.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, we had a great time, Anita, answering gardening questions. 713-572-4610. Only have a few more minutes with you. And then Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens will be here. But something that we mentioned is, you know, there's so much information on fruiting trees, on growing fruit. I tell you, Urban Harvest is a great resource for classes. They actually have a big fruit tree sale coming up February 9th.
And they have a good book.
They do have a great book.
That book is my Bible.
Yeah, Dr. Bob Randall wrote a book, and Urban Harvest blessed it, and it's really great stuff. So gardening book by Dr. Bob Randall is a great way to kind of search for it.
Yes.
They do sell it often at the farmer's market or their fruit tree sale. So, but there's other stuff that's fruit that that isn't grow on trees, and it's getting time for tomatoes.
Tomatoes is a fruit, and it had the original name of love apples.
Oh, wow.
So again, February 15th, that date, this important date to remember, it's the last average freeze date in the Houston area. Put your tomatoes out then. Get your beds ready.
Well, that's our big
put the love out in the garden.
Nice. That's our big like word of information about tomatoes, because we don't have that much time to really dive deep into them. But the earlier you plant them, the more tomatoes you'll get in the spring.
Yes.
Got to know that there's a hard end to tomato season in the spring. When it starts getting too hot, which is about 90-degree days, 75-degree nights, they're just going to, stop making fruit.
They will, and you can keep them growing your garden, but when fall comes, they're not going to produce fruit for you.
That's right. The same ones won't get back.
It.
They won't set back into a fruit-growing way. Mm-hmm. And so that's late June, mid-June that you're done with tomatoes. They will not grow. They will not make any more fruit. Again, they'll be beautiful and huge and lush, but it's a great way to get, the big caterpillar hornworm by leaving your tomatoes in your garden all summer. It's a great way to get a population of those in your garden. But so the earlier you can start it, that's the way to extend your season. And, you know, to me, what I do is I get them in early. I get, you know, as soon as I can, really, as soon as I can find the varieties I want. And I put just a bucket over them, just a 5-gallon bucket if it's going to seem cold. And that's enough, because they're not going to be big enough. They're going to be big enough or small enough to cover until that freezes.
And if you're away on a trip and it freezes and your plant dies, it's not that expensive to replace that plant.
Emotionally, there's a high cost.
Emotionally, yes, but
financially,
it's worth the gamble because of the higher yield that you'll get from planting early.
You did six tomatoes. Mm-hmm. You have a big garden. You did six tomatoes.
Yes.
Well, you probably lost like 15, 18 bucks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And the reward that comes with planting them early is that you have a full month or more of actual tomato production, prime tomato production. So that's our word. That's our word. That's our encouragement.
Get your beds ready. Get your beds ready.
Start tomatoes as early as you emotionally can.
Mm-hmm.
Anita, thanks so much.
Yes.
Always love it when you're on. And when we get back, we'll invite Joey Linderman in.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Six of Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milligan.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.